More Idaho Matters right now. Boise Contemporary Theater is bringing Lynn Nottage's play Clyde to the stage this weekend. Nottage is the only woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for drama twice. Now, this play is a comedy, it's a drama, and a diner. And, well, it's just kind of hard to describe. So we just sent our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to find out more. Let's take a listen.
And we have a reservation at Clyde's, where they serve up more than a bit of comedy and drama. Clyde's is a new production at Boise Contemporary Theater, a show we've been looking forward to ever since BCT announced this season. Clyde's was a critical and commercial success in New York. In fact, it got rave reviews. Well, my anticipation only grew when I got a chance to spend some time with some of the creative team and some of the cast of Clyde's over at Boise Contemporary Theater.
Hello, my name is Shonda Royal, and I play Letitia.
Hi, my name is David Kepner, and I am portraying the character Jason. These characters are rebuilding, reinventing themselves to finally find their own path in society.
For me, I feel like this story speaks to people who are usually seen as invisible, trying to find a way to show their worth, and they want to contribute to society in the way that they are passionate about, but they aren't given the chance. And so this story speaks to that.
To be clear, this is a comedy.
Right.
But we are talking about criminal justice. We're talking about homelessness. We're talking about addiction in some cases, but somehow in the middle of all of this are some pretty big laughs. Is that because it feels so true?
That's the oxymoron to the play, I think. Because in real life, we laugh at those things, or we laugh our way through life's tragedies. So this story mimics that in the sense of, instead of focusing on the character's despair, we're focusing on how they look at their despair. They kind of blow past it because that's life. You just go through life, you wake up, you try to figure out how to get through the day, how to pay your bills. And there's not a lot of time, especially when you're, like I said before, trying to contribute to society and see yourself as having worth in this realm that they're in. You don't really have time to sit and sulk. They have to get up, they have to go to work, and they have to figure out a way to get to the next thing. So in that sense, the comedy comes from that, from them trying to figure their way.
Hello, my name is Chanel Bragg, and I'm the director for Clyde's by Lynn Nottage. I can't wait to tell this story with my wonderful cast, and I feel like everyone, if they could clue in and connect the art to empathy, it is what makes us better. And so these stories have to be told, and I'm going to dedicate the rest of my career to make sure these stories are told. So I am excited. I'm beyond excited. And with the talent that we have surrounding us, like it you're in for a treat, and you're going to laugh. It's actually really, really funny. But you may find yourself crying too, and that to me is a great night of theater.
For those who care about such things, Clyde's got across the board rave reviews, which is such a rarity, right? When it
yes.
opened in New York, it was
absolutely.
A unexpected hit. I mean, yeah, a critical hit, sure, but box office across the board.
Well, that's a testament to Lynn's writing, though. I think people want to see stories. She's a true storyteller. They want to be around stories that are real, stories that represent many people across the diaspora for African-Americans, as well as the universal themes that in it all people can connect with and understand.
Now, I want to pause just for a moment here. When you put a microphone into the hands of performers, particularly stage performers, it's a bit of a rarity. They don't often use microphones in their craft. So when Shonda and David had their mics, this happened.
Do you want us to beatbox?
What's that?
You want us to beatbox? For your outros?
Yeah, beatboxing so I could use it for an audio bump. You know what they are. Here's
you
a
want
sample.
Beatbox?
What's that?
You want us to beatbox? For your outros? I'm just kidding.
So put a pin in that. We'll be back to beatboxing in a moment. But first, I don't know if you've seen these in downtown Boise lately. There are some very colorful posters all around town promoting Clyde's. It's a big, colorful photograph of, well, a sandwich with a knife in it. So I had to ask.
Yes. Which is, to actually, just for our listeners, it is the very colorful graphic.
Yes.
Right? And
you can
playbills.
See them downtown now. They're hung.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of a club sandwich, but instead of a toothpick, it's got a knife.
Yes.
That's just right through the middle of it, holding it together for sure.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, it's edgy, it's dangerous, and it's like all of a sudden I've got 100 questions, and yet, right? It's this delicate balance, right, of what's funny and what's serious.
It is. It's a biting comedy. Like, that's the way that I would classify it. Literally, but I'm ching. Like, I feel like it really is. It's somewhere, it's not quite a dramedy, even though there are very real dramatic moments that happen in the show. So I think it's a little bit spicier. So I would classify it as a biting comedy. And I think a knife through the heart of the sandwich embodies exactly that juxtaposition.
Now, about that beatboxing and that offer from David and Shonda.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Can't wait.
It's like
yeah.
Let's do this.
You start.
Yeah. Come to Clyde.
Come to Clyde's Deli Shop.
Clyde's is currently in previews. Opening night is this Saturday.
Come to Clyde's Deli Shop.
Hey!
Thank you.
And performances continue next week and the week after, and Clyde's runs all the way through February 17th at Boise Contemporary Theater.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.